This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. Matt Doyle is producing, and in a few moments we'll hear from the District Attorney of East Baton Rouge Parish, Hiller Moore. There is a major tax vote, in fact, a few of them on the ballot next Saturday, as in a week from tomorrow. But one in particular, Hiller Moore is here to talk about, which would involve a mental health center. We start with Tim Muffet, the longest-serving conductor in the history of the Baton Rouge Symphony, and holiday time is always a big time for the symphony. And Tim Muffet, this Sunday, there's a major performance at LSU. What's going on?
Absolutely, Jim. Well, it's the busiest time of year for musicians, and we're kicking the season off on Sunday with our Home for the Holidays program. That's going to be at the Union Theater at LSU, which is a new venue for us. We're excited to be over there. That's at 7 o'clock. Then a few days later, on the 6th, Thursday night, we have our longstanding tradition of holiday brass, which is the brass and percussion and harps from the orchestra. And that's at the St. Joseph's Cathedral downtown, which is, of course, a beautiful, beautiful place to hear a concert. So that's 7:30 on Thursday.
7:30 on Thursday at St. Joseph's Cathedral. And Sunday night at the LSU Union Theater, a two-hour performance. And I'm sure there will be many sounds of the season reverberating across the room.
Absolutely. Everyone's favorites will be in there, I think. I can't promise it because there's a lot, but we certainly try to cover the bases. We have the Baton Rouge Symphony Chorus with us. We have some soloists. We have a gospel group joining us. We have a children's choir. The Sherwood Middle Magnet Children's Choir sings with us. So it's not only a festive celebration, but it's also a celebration of all the great talent in our community.
And there is even a Hanukkah medley, right?
You bet. Yeah. Then I do want to mention also the holiday brass that is Thursday night on the 6th. We do a repeat performance at a homeless house on December 9th. It's a slightly different program, so somebody could even conceivably go to both, and certainly very different venues, but both places that are wonderful South Louisiana locations and traditions.
Well, it is going to be a busy week for the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
And Tim Muffet will be large and in charge on Sunday the 2nd at the LSU Union Theater, brso.org, if you'd like more information. And it should be quite an event. And with the River Center undergoing some refurbishment, the Union Theater is not a bad venue, is it?
You know, we're very fortunate to have that concert hall, the Union Theater, especially since the renovations they did some years ago. It's really a fine performance venue, that's for sure.
Well, Tim Muffet, thank you, and good luck. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Jim. Same to you.
See you
Thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye.